Good morning. The Brazil Central Bank Governor briefing call will start momentarily. Participants kindly note the following. If you require assistance at any point during this call, please press star zero on your handset for an operator. If you'd like to ask a question during the Q&A portion of our call, please press star one on your handset to join the queue. A replay of this call will be available toll-free at 1-800-406-7325 or at 303-590-3030 until the close of Thursday, August 26th. Please enter conference ID 4466446 to access the correct conference replay. In addition, an English transcript of this call will be available within 24 hours. The call will now begin.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining today's call with Brazil Central Bank Governor Alexandre Tombini, who will provide commentary on Brazil's macroeconomic performance and outlook in relation to recent global market developments. An English transcript of this call will be available within 24 hours and will be sent to all participants via email. Governor Tombini will be providing his remarks in English, followed by a Q&A session. For the benefit of all participants, we ask that you please direct your questions in English. Now I'd like to turn the call over to Governor Tombini. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to be here with you today, this morning here in Brazil. I would like to just make a few remarks before opening the floor. A number of issues here. The first one is regarding inflation in Brazil. I think it's fair to say that the Brazilian government, including the central bank, has put together a very comprehensive and broad strategy to bring inflation back towards our inflation target. The Brazilian Central Bank has communicated in its inflation report, quarterly inflation report in March, that we are aiming at the center of our inflation target, 4.5% in 2012. We have already some very promising results of this comprehensive policy to bring inflation back to target. Inflation is in a decreasing path. Between September 2011 and April 2012, we'll see quite a substantial drop in inflation over or around 2 percentage points during that period. We have seen monthly inflation running at levels compatible with our center of the target of 4.5% annual inflation. Market analysts expect inflation, monthly average inflation, to run around 0.37 or 37 basis points per month in the second half of the year, which is precisely compatible with the 4.5 annualized. So we have seen already some very positive results as far as fighting inflation or bringing inflation back to target. As part of this comprehensive policy adopted by Brazil, fiscal policy has contributed to the work of the central bank. We have had the announcement of a 50 billion reais budget cut in January, and also the primary surplus of 118 billion for the fiscal year 2011. And the results, the fiscal results, have been very strong so far. The first half of the year, the Brazilian public sector has achieved 78 billion in primary surplus. So compared to our full year target of 118 billion, it's very well in line with what we need to achieve this year as far as our fiscal target. And the debt to GDP trend in Brazil has come down considerably. It's in a declining path, and it should continue to be that way as we go forward. The other issue that I wanted to highlight here before opening for questions, it's the financial system. The Brazilian financial system has been a force here, has been very important, very instrumental during the 2008 global financial shock. It's a well-capitalized financial system. Our Basel capital requirement, it's 11%. The average of the system is above 17% of assets weighted by risk. The provisioning rules are quite strict in Brazil. We have today, just for to have an idea, you have current provisions. They surpass the delinquency, total delinquency volumes, by 70%. So we have 1.7% provisioning compared to delinquency in Brazil. The bank system is has low leverage, under 10%. When you compare to some other jurisdiction where leverage can go all the way up to close to 20 times net worth. So this is also an important issue that I wanted to highlight before our discussion. The fourth and last point that I want to make is that given this very challenging international or this global environment, we do have some good news here in Brazil as far as preparation of the economy to endure in a more challenging global environment. We do, as you all know, we have the floating exchange rate regime, which is the first line of defense in case this current environment turns worse than it is today. We also have an international reserve position, which is $150 billion larger than it was prior to the 2008 financial crisis. We have reserve requirements, liquidity of the financial system parked here at the central bank to the order of 420 billion reais, which is approximately 150 billion reais larger position than we had prior to the 2008 financial crisis. Our financial system, as I mentioned, is solid, is a mitigator as far as international transmission of shocks is concerned. Also, we have implemented a number of measures aiming to moderate capital flows to Brazil during this year. And I think what we have achieved first is moderation in capital inflows, short-term inflows, and also recomposition from short-term towards FDI and longer-term financial borrowing from Brazilian corporates and banks. So theoretically, this composition is more stable than the one we had prior to the 2008 shock. As you all know, also our domestic market now it's a much more robust one. We do have a consumption mass here in Brazil. Over 35 million people, Brazilians, have raised to the middle class in a matter of a decade. So we do have a stronger domestic market that has been important during the 2008 crisis and certainly will be going forward. And the fiscal stance, as I mentioned, is also another issue, important area that today differentiates Brazil from other countries when you have all this volatility and all this turmoil in global financial markets that have a lot to do with the fiscal consequences of the 2008 crisis. And we can certainly say that the Brazilian economy has a very solid fiscal position, and we have conveyed the message, the President, the Minister of Finance, myself, that going forward it's important to keep this solid fiscal stance, because it will be something that certainly will differentiate Brazil going forward. Those are my initial remarks, and now I open the floor to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor Sandini. So we will now open the call for Q&A. As a reminder, to join the queue to ask a question, please press star 1 on your handset. A reminder also, please ask all questions in English. As a courtesy to all participants, please limit yourself to one question per turn. Operator?
Thank you, ma'am. Our first question is from the line of Gary Odier with Emerging Markets. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Mr. Sandini, are you satisfied with the pace of credit expansion, which still seems to be higher than the central bank had expected this year? especially in relation to the role of a state-controlled bank.
All right, thank you very much. Indeed, we have already seen here in Brazil a slowdown in credit concessions at the margin. If you take the annual average of credit expansion in Brazil prior to the 2008 crisis, when credit expanded quite rapidly, credit was growing on average at 25% per year. Now, when you see the latest position that we have in June, it's around 20%, slightly lower. We see the concessions coming slightly lower, but it's still for the year so far, it's around 20%. We expect it to slow down a bit more going forward. So we are happy, we are satisfied with the way it has evolved in terms of some of the more risky operations that we were flagging at the end of 2010 have been basically disappeared in terms of stretched tenures for consumer financing credit, and now we see a credit growing, slowing down a bit at the margin, heading towards the 15% for the year, and still, as you flagged, around 20%, but I would say that we see positive development there in credit markets in Brazil. Next question, please.
Thank you. And our next question is from the line of Daniel Horch with Market News International. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Albini. I wanted to ask you about the most recent economic indicator from the central bank, which declined for the first time ever, if I'm not mistaken. And I was wondering, what are the conditions under which the central bank might consider cutting interest rates?
Thank you for the question. I think you mentioned this proxy or the coincident indicator for GDP in Brazil. It's one that the central bank released yesterday, the EBCBR, which is the Brazilian Economic Activity Index, which has shown for June a slight contraction compared to May figures, seasonally adjusted, of course, to the order of a third of a percentage point, slightly under a third of a percentage point. This number generate a growth of 0.7% for the second quarter, for this indicator, for the second quarter in Brazil. So what we're seeing is a moderation of growth in Brazil, in line with what we have been communicating to Brazilian markets and market participants and Brazilian society. This is part of course, of the process that we have embarked in this administration since January in terms of tightening credit policy, monetary conditions, as well as fiscal. As far as future steps of monetary policy, we'll have to wait. We have a monetary policy meeting by the end of this month, and surely the global environment that has become more challenging recently, as well as the economic activity indicators that we have seen in Brazil, will all be taken into account when we decide the next steps for monetary policy in Brazil. Thank you. Next question, please.
Thank you. And as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions, please press the star followed by the one at this time. And if you're using speaker equipment, you'll need to lift the handset before making your selection. Our next question is from the line of Nadia Quintas of Deutsche Welle. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Tombini. Here in Europe, some specialists say already that countries like Brazil, the fight against the inflation is already a sign that the country has problems, or this instability that we see worldwide is a risk as well for Brazil. What would you say about that?
Well, inflation has been raising for basically all countries in the turn of the year. The beginning of 2011 has been a major factor for emerging markets. You had a higher participation of food on the consumption basket. Therefore, we felt the increase in commodity prices that took place in the second half of 2010 more intensely, the emerging markets. And then when energy prices came up in the second quarter, second quarter 2011, basically all jurisdictions had to deal with much higher levels of inflation. I think from our perspective here, we have been very active in fighting this inflation surge that we had to deal with. And as I mentioned in my opening remarks, we implemented a very comprehensive and well-designed policy in Brazil, combining credit policies, financial policy, monetary policy, as well as fiscal policy, and towards bringing inflation back into our objective trajectory. And the results we have so far have been quite positive in this direction. So we are addressing that. We have been very active. So we know it's a risk. It's something that other jurisdictions perhaps have still work to do in bringing inflation back. And of course, we are always alert to inflation as our main objective here, but I think we have made important progress in doing away with this risk that you mentioned. Next question, please.
Thank you. And our next question is from the line of Robert Wood with the Economist Intelligence Unit. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Bombini. I was wondering if you can share with us some of your scenarios for the global economy and what the policy responses may be for the different scenarios, particularly also if you can comment on lessons that you may have from how Brazil weathered the crisis after the clash of Lehman Brothers, where the central bank was still in a tightening phase, and arguably in 2009 and 2010 fiscal policy was quite stimulatory. So perhaps if you could just discuss what the relative benefits of the monetary as opposed to fiscal policy response.
Well, thanks. I think the global environment, we don't have a crystal ball here. I think it's very difficult to predict the kind of event that could unfold in this global environment. But what we can say, and it's our collective conclusion here, the central bank, and it's not from today, it's been here for a while, is that under these circumstances, we do have a global economy that will grow less than previously thought. Growth has been revised downwards since the beginning of the year. We're talking about important areas of the world, and the U.S., Europe. So our collective view is that we have a global environment with lower growth than we expected in the beginning of the year, and this situation has been consistently moving in this direction the latest months. In response to that, our view and some important economic authorities have already pointed in that direction is that we'll have supportive policies for longer than we thought, at least in the beginning of the year. So we should have monetary and financial conditions more relaxed for longer than we thought, and this, of course, bring a different sort of challenges for a country like Brazil, an emerging market, which looks still quite attractive to flows, right? If this is the case, then we do have to factor this lower global growth in our decision making and make the best decision, one decision that maintains monetary stability in the country and responds to this more challenging environment as far as economic growth is concerned. Under this environment, then, you have multiple channels through trade, FDI, and external borrowing, commodity prices. So all those multiple channels have to be monitored to see how they will translate into growth for Brazil and inflationary pressures. So this is, I think, the baseline. If there is a deterioration that brings the situation closer to what will be what was the case there in 2008, I think then we do have, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, in Brazil, some strengths compared to our situation in 2008. Fiscal position is one of them. And this is a very important one because now the root of this second round of global financial crisis has to do with the stress in the fiscal situation of many countries, and having a strong fiscal situation will be something that differentiates Brazil this time around. As to a more classical sudden stop on capital flows, as I mentioned, I think we do have larger international reserves, 150 billion larger international reserve position that we had in 2008. We do have more liquidity parked here at the central bank, the reserve requirements to the order of 420 billion reais. If this, if a situation similar to one that we had in 2008 when there was a liquidity shortage in domestic markets, then we do have instruments to restabilize this kind of the liquidity position, domestic liquidity position. So we have these two buffers. We do have policy leverage here. The fiscal is strong. Monetary, we have been tightening policy. So depending on what happens, then we'll see how we react. But one thing is certain, I mean, we are prepared. We always hope for the best and prepare for the worst. And I think the position that Brazil enjoys today is, to many respects, stronger than the one we had in the 2008 financial shock. Thank you. Next question, please.
Our next question is from the line of Paulo Weinstein with Dow Jones. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I just had a question. You mentioned a bit about the slowdown in the economy, but consumption and the labor market are still tight in Brazil, and I was wondering if the impact of the Selic is going to take a little longer in those particular cases to have an effect, and if and when do you expect to have a stronger effect on the labor market as well as consumption in Brazil?
Thank you very much. You're right to say that consumption is strong in Brazil and labor market is very dynamic and very active. We have a record low unemployment rates. But even job market, I think we all know that is the last segment of the economy to feel a policy reaction as we have had here in Brazil. As far as tightening financial monetary conditions, and when you look at the margin, you see some signs of moderation even in the job market. You see we have to agree that it's very strong, the amount of jobs that have been created in the economy. The latest labor report released this week informs us that 1.4 million jobs were created between January and July in Brazil. This is a very strong number, but when compared to last year, the same period, there were a creation of 1.7 million, so this is anything between 15% to 20% lower creation of jobs, although the figures are very robust. We also have, if you look at the monthly creation of employment here in Brazil, in July, with the very same labor report that I mentioned, there was the creation of 141,000 new jobs in Brazil, which is a pretty strong number for any economy. But when compared to July 2010, when there was the creation of 182,000 jobs, so there is a moderation here at the margin to the order of 20%. So I think it's right to say that labor market is very strong in Brazil. It's moderating, but it's strong. Consumption also has been a force that's moving the Brazilian economy, but we're seeing some moderation. I think it's fair to say that the policies implemented are working, and some more concrete results are being observed in Brazil. And as we always mention here, the central bank, is that everything we do operates with lags, and monetary policy lags in Brazil are anything between 6 to 9 months to operating full as far as inflation is concerned. So we are in the process, but we already see some signs of moderation at the margin right now. Thank you. Next question, please.
Our next question is from the line of Samantha Pearson with FT. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I just wanted to get some clarification on your comments about inflation. You mentioned that Brazil will meet the center of its inflation target in 2012, but is it possible that Brazil could finish this year with 12-month inflation above the upper limit of the target, which is, say, 6.5%? As I understand, that would constitute an official failure to meet the target, and then I think the procedure of the central bank then has to explain itself to the government or the finance ministry.
A good question. The market expectation today for 2011 inflation is to the order of 6.26. So it's under 6.3%. This is market projection for 2011. Our inflation target is a calendar year, as you may know. It's 4.5%, and with two percentage points, plus or minus 2 percentage points, this tolerance band. So just considering market expectations, then you see it will be above the center of the target, but below the limit, the upper limit of the inflation target in Brazil. So there is no, under our regime, there is no necessity for the government to write an open letter explaining, because the inflation target is not breached in our institutional framework. As far as the central bank's projections, they were released in the inflation report in June. Our projection for this year is likely under 6%. So to answer your question, everything points in the direction that no breach is going to happen as far as the inflation regime is concerned here in Brazil. And for 2012, of course, expectations are much lower, and our projections are much closer to the center of the target in our latest release in June. Thank you. Next question, please.
Okay. Our next question is from the line of Thomas Werfel with Institutions Investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, Governor Tombini. You've made several references to the fiscal position in Brazil and the strong improvements in the past couple of years. Obviously, that's quite a contrast to the situation in the U.S. and Europe. I wonder, do you see any specific implications for Brazil from the U.S. downgrade of the other week? I'm thinking perhaps of a greater willingness of the investors to hold Brazilian debt, perhaps in the medium to longer term.
No, I think essentially what has happened in terms of this fiscal discussion outside Brazil is that there is a strain in the fiscal position because of the consequences of the 2008 crisis, direct support to the financial system, something we didn't have here in Brazil, or even support to the macroeconomy, which at the end did not restore a strong growth path, different from what has happened in Brazil and other emerging markets that were more fortunate in restoring their fiscal stance, their fiscal positions to levels prior to the crisis. I think going forward, this will certainly differentiate countries like Brazil, and it's important to retain even under more stressful scenarios. But I don't think, for instance, the event you mentioned make much of a difference in terms of the quality, the capacity of the U.S. to service its debt. And this was our view prior to the end of this discussion, and that has been precisely how markets have reacted since the downgrade from one of the credit rating agencies regarding long-term U.S. debt. Has had no impact. To the contrary, I mean, what we have seen is that, even more demand. So going forward, to answer your question, I think Brazil is well positioned to be an attractive destination. We have to be careful here because the central bank in Brazil has to secure financial stability in the future, so we have to have the capacity to absorb flows, and we have been quite focused on making sure that Brazil does not take a naive attitude towards flows, because if they are in excess, as we have seen in some instances, they might hurt you, and so we are being very careful in this regard. Thank you. Next question, please.
Our next question is from the line of Arthur Calvajo with Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, Governor Bertolini. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. I have a question. You mentioned that inflation is going to fall from September this year to April next year around 200 bps. That is, as we've seen some of the external shocks that we had last year on our inflation. My question is more, after April, as we clean the 30 days on inflation, it does seem that service prices that are very backward-looking with minimum wage increase and the labor market dynamics are going to still be pretty sticky. And I was wondering how you guys are seeing inflation after April.
Thanks for the question. I'm not saying that myself. As I inform, this 2 percentage points reduction, decline in inflation, in those 8 months, it's what markets expect. So I'm just taking the trajectory of the market consensus. But our projection will be perhaps around those same numbers. And going forward, as I mentioned, beyond April 2012, our projection released in the June inflation report was around 4.8 for the full year. This was in June. We haven't revised yet that projection. This will be revised in our quarterly inflation report in September. I mean, the risks you mentioned to inflation, I think service inflation has been running higher than an average inflation, but it's subject to the same process. The service sector is not an isolated sector. It will, of course, also feel the impact of the policies that have already been adopted in Brazil. And we don't target specific parts of inflation, we target the headline inflation, as you know, and our projection in June before this recent revision in global growth. Our projection was around 4.8% for the full year of 2012. Thank you. Next question, please.
Thank you. And our next question is from the line of Nadia Clinton. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Tombini, I would like you said something about already the fiscal situation in Brazil, but as we see the situation in the U.S., here in Europe, I just would like you please to comment more on that, on the public debt and the situation in Brazil. We see that it's nearly 14% of GDP, the public debt in Brazil. So is everything under control? Is the crisis far away?
Thank you for your question. The net debt to GDP situation 2007, prior to the financial crisis, it was 45.5%. As of June 2011, the same ratio, it's 39.7%. So other than a blip, a reduction, a increase in the debt to GDP ratio in 2009, we have had a very clear declining path for net debt in Brazil. And as you mentioned, compared to other jurisdictions, our situation is comfortable. We do have a nominal fiscal deficit in the position of June, in the position of early this year, is 2.8% of GDP. So we will be under the Maastricht maximum nominal deficit criterion, right? So we have had this declining debt to GDP ratio that improved our financial conditions here in Brazil. We have had a primary surplus, which has been very strong since the beginning of the year, as I mentioned before. And so we do have, I would say, a quite robust fiscal stance, fiscal position in Brazil. One important issue that we had since 2007 is that Brazil did away with that vicious circle that used to hurt us in the past, which is the fact that since then, since early 2007, the Brazilian public sector is a net creditor in foreign exchange. So we don't have, after a shock that weakens your currency, the fiscal position in Brazil improves, not deteriorates. So we have, for the first time, the possibility, this was the case in 2008, by the way, the possibility to implement counter-cyclical policies, fiscal and monetary policy, when confronted by a shock like that. So I think we are in a sound footing as far as the fiscal stance and position of Brazil. Thank you. Next question, please.
Thank you. And as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions, please press the star followed by the one at this time. And if you are using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. The next question is from Paula Weinstein with Dow Jones. Please go ahead.
My next question was just about the derivatives tax that was put in place this year, 2018. Impact to the effects of that.
All right. I think you're talking about the IOF tax on derivatives on short positions in U.S. dollar Brazilian futures markets, right? So I think this has been a initiative that the Brazilian government has adopted to make sure that there is no excessive leverage in Brazilian derivative markets in bets against U.S. dollar in favor of Brazilian real. In that case, we expected to make Brazilian financial market and the economy safer in an environment where you can have the built up of positions in currencies such as the Brazilian real. And as far as the positioning or the exposure to BRL has been reduced from its peak a few months ago, and that has been an important factor to mitigate financial risk for the Brazilian economy. We, on the other hand, we have seen the markets have been operating in under this new ruling, and as far as the government is concerned, the measure has been positive in terms of securing stability and reducing the capacity that the world has to leverage against the U.S. dollar, for instance, in the Brazilian forex derivatives market. Next question, please.
Our next question is from the line of Umrich Rinderbrough with Business News America. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I would like to ask the central bank governor about the role of the big public sector banks, mainly Banco do Brasil and Caixa Econômica Federal, now when knowing this situation with turmoil and greater uncertainty, do these banks, as they did in 2008, 2009, play a greater role in ensuring that credit flows to companies and families?
Well, those banks that you mentioned have been important for Brazil, and as you suggested, during the 2008-2009 crisis, they were also providers of credit, and credit in Brazil remained positive throughout the worst days of the crisis. Because of them, they were quite important. As we move out of the crisis in 2010 and this year, what we have seen is some moderation. Of course, if you take a bank like Caixa Econômica Federal that you mentioned, the major line of business is real estate financing, and this is one area in Brazil that is growing more robustly in as far as credit markets are concerned. So Caixa Econômica has an important part to take in this respect. Although, of course, as you know, real estate finance is still low in Brazil, is 5% of GDP only. But in this sense, so Caixa Econômica is performing its role on the financing of housing in Brazil. When you see BNDES, which also was an important player in the 2008-2009 crisis, we are seeing today quite a bit of moderation in disbursement. If you look the 6 months ending December 2010, the BNDES disbursement in those 6 months was to the order of 110 billion reais. When you look at the 6 months prior to June 2011, so this first half of 2011, the disbursement in BNDES was around 56 billion. So there is a quite substantial moderation there, to the order of 50% almost. So I think going forward, these banks continue to play an important role. They are players in the market. Before the central bank's eye, they are regulated entities, so they are subject to the same regulatory environment that other financial intermediaries are subject to in the Brazilian institutional framework. Next question, please.
Our next question is from the line of Jed Blount with Thomson Reuters. Please go ahead.
Hello, Governor Tomini. Thanks a lot for speaking with us today. I wanted to know if you still are concerned, I mean, in light of the current world situation, if you're still concerned about the strength of the real and why you are or aren't. And if you would have any concerns or have any planning in place to deal with the possibility that Venezuela would liquidate its gold and other dollar reserve holdings abroad, like from with banks in Brazil and other Latin American countries. Wanted to know if you felt that would be something that would require some sort of response from the central bank in order to prevent
Thank you. Well, as you know, we are under a floating exchange rate regime, and I've been insisting here every time I talk about the exchange rate in Brazil, or the regime, I flag the view that under floating floats both ways, so people, corporates, have to be careful as far as their exposures in foreign exchange is concerned. From our perspective here in the Brazilian Central Bank, we have also mentioned that the intensity and the volumes of capital inflows into Brazil in the beginning of 2011 created two challenges for us. The first one is because we were here fighting inflation, trying to moderate credit growth, control liquidity, and you have these major inflows which is as a result of the elevated levels of global liquidity, and this global liquidity translating domestic liquidity to some extent undoing our job as far as tightening monetary and financial conditions. So we had to moderate those inflows also to support the fight against inflation in Brazil. And the second dimension that for us is important here as far as flows and has to do with your question is financial stability. The central bank has also the mission to secure financial stability in addition to, of course, monetary stability. And in this respect, rapid inflows can turn around depending on global circumstances, and we have, as I mentioned before, we have to have capacity to absorb flows and to bear the consequence of a capital reversal if it happens. Therefore, we need to moderate inflows in Brazil with a view to secure financial stability in the future. So, with these two dimensions in mind, we have been active in designing policy with the rest of the government to make sure that there is a moderation, perhaps a recomposition of flows, and this is what we have done. As far as the strength of the real, again, it's a floating regime, but if I take a window of 12 months, for instance, and the numbers here from one of the online agencies revealed that the real has appreciated by slightly less than 11% in 12 months, when other currencies have gone as far as 32% against the U.S. dollar for the same period. So it's always difficult to talk about counterfactuals as far as assessing the impact of policies that have been adopted, but Brazilian real has moved, has gotten stronger because of fundamentals, but because also of this global liquidity there is available. But other currencies have moved more than the Brazilian real in a window of 12 months, ending in August, for instance. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, well, this is a sovereign decision. I mean, we have our regulated entities, and if this is the case, we have no interference whatsoever as far as the central bank is concerned. Next question, please.
Our next question is from the line of Isabel Versiani with Thomson Reuters. Please go ahead.
Mr. Zombini, please, how do you see the impact of the slowdown in advanced economies on domestic growth and inflation? I mean, is the impact necessarily disinflationary?
Well, Isabella, as I mentioned, I mean, this is going to be a factor that will be carefully assessed as we go forward in this process of conducting monetary policy. We have the central bank up to June, July, has recognized heightened uncertainty as far as the global environment is concerned. We have underlined some of the risks that are now materializing. Our view then was that the global environment was of slower growth, but as far as inflation, it was then considered to be neutral or ambiguous, the impact of domestic inflation. This is a situation that we'll have to reassess in our coming monetary policy meetings. Let's wait. We have one in a couple of weeks, and I don't want to advance anything. The only thing that I can say is that this is an important area that you raised. The global environment has turned worse than a few months ago, and this will be certainly factored in as when we reassess our economic scenario. Next question, please.
Our next question is from the line of Harry Ogier with Emerging Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Talking about the policy response to this crisis atmosphere in the global environment, in Brazil, there seems to be little space for peaceful expansion this time. So does that mean that monetary policy will be stronger, the response in terms of monetary policy could be stronger, and that will eventually help reduce the differential between Brazilian interest rates and the rest of the world?
Well, what we have said is that we need to differentiate ourselves in this global environment. And one important feature that characterizes Brazil today is the strength of its fiscal policy stance and fiscal position. So even under a more challenging environment, we believe that the fiscal situation, the robust fiscal situation that we enjoy today should be retain going forward. And let's see how all this plays out in terms of inflation projections, in terms of the necessity to adjust policies going forward. But certainly I will agree, and I could say, and I have been saying that we need to retain this strength now more than ever, because now what countries are facing in terms of having to reestablish the confidence, it has it's related to the fiscal situation that has been there as a consequence of the 2008-2009 crisis. So we need to treasure our fiscal position. We need to make sure that it's we are in the very same situation after all this new phase of the financial turmoil is over. Thank you.